What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Today is June 28th. I'm Kyle French, and today on the show, we're talking Nasir by Nas. We got Everything Is Love by the Carters, Jay-Z and Beyonce, The King and The Queen have come together. We're talking XXL Freshman. The list is out. We'll break it down. And Meek Mill, fresh out of prison, drops a stunner on us for Song of the Week. We'll get to that later on. And of course, we got new music announcements to wrap things up. We'll take a look at what's coming out soon. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at hiphopent for more content and just updates about the show when episodes drop, everything like that. I'm actually hosting a World Cup style tournament bracket, whatever you want to call it, for greatest rappers all time right now. So if you want to vote and go check that out, it's on my Instagram page at hiphopent. But let's get into it. We have Nasir by Nas. We've been waiting years and years for this Nas album. He told us like 2 years ago, Nas album done, and clearly he was lying because we didn't get no new music. We haven't heard a full Nas album since 2012 and Life is Good came out. I'm sure many of you know Nas, but for those who don't, he is a legendary Queensbridge rapper, 44 years old. His debut album, Illmatic, is hailed as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. He did a lot for the culture, a lot for just lyricists in the 90s, like expanding. So he is a legend, the self-proclaimed God MC, and my personal favorite rapper of all time. So I was psyched for this. This is, of course, another one in a line of Kanye West-produced albums. The only big difference here that is to note is Nas does not frequently collaborate with Kanye. I mean, Pusha T's on his label. Kid Cudi and Kanye have been known collaborators. So this one was a little bit more out of the blue. Nas did feature on Kanye West's 2005 album, Late Registration, on the track We Major. But outside of that, they haven't worked extensively together. And just knowing Kanye West and Nas, this isn't a matchup that you would expect. This is going to be different from any Nas album we've heard. He's never worked with a producer as adventuresome or futuristic as Kanye West. So we know going in this is going to be different. It is, just like the others, a 7-track album. And immediately we can see that this is perhaps Nas's most politically focused and socially focused album since Untitled in 2008. He comes out strong with the track Not For Radio, an absolutely epic opener with towering background vocals. And Nas comes in with these really big statements, kind of like pointing out everything that his community and his people have done for the world, but they don't get the recognition. And he's talking about, we are so powerful, but they're scared of us. And 070 Shake, who's been killing shit on all these Ye albums. She's had features everywhere, and she's been great, and she kills another hook here as she sings, I Think They Scared of Us, over and over, and it fits really well. Just the beat is huge, and it's awesome, and it's a great opener, a great intro. I also love that he had Diddy on here, and he named the track Not For Radio. They kind of rebuked their history there. They had a track, Hate Me Now, from Nas' album I Am in 97, that they drew heavy criticism for kind of switching up Nas's style and going more towards a radio-focused sound. So I thought that was clever that they named it Not For Radio and featured Diddy to kind of rectify that situation once and for all. But then moving on, you get the track Cop Shot the Kid with this Richard Pryor open talking about police, you know, unjust actions toward African-American people. And you have this Slick Rick sample playing throughout the track, basically the anchor of the beat. That repeats the Cop Shot the Kid, and you can guess what the song's about. Nas performs well in this one as well, and Kanye West has an awesome feature, perhaps his best feature on all of these albums besides his own, and he drops a killer line where he says, who do we call to report crime when 911's doing the drive-by? So right off the bat, we're two tracks in, and it's fire so far. Nas does sound a little old. That is a fair criticism of this entire album. He does sound a little aged. His flow is definitely slow. He definitely has lost a gear, if not two. He's not the Nas of old. He can't really rip up a track. He didn't try to, which was a good thing. It seemed like he knew his limitations, but that is there. His flow was not great. His delivery wasn't super precise. But as far as lyrics go and his subject matter and the themes of the tracks, so far the album has gone very well. But then we do get a little bit of a lull right in the middle of this album with the tracks White Label and Bonjour, both with fantastic beats. They just Nas didn't really do anything with them. He just kind of had these random statements, sometimes got just cocky for no reason, and it felt like he didn't know what he wanted to talk about on the track. And these beats just, to a degree, didn't fit Nas. They weren't bad instrumentals by any means. They just weren't really geared toward what Nas does best. And unfortunately, Nas doesn't seem like he's ready to embrace a new style. I would have liked to see Kanye give him, just maybe here and there, some more traditional pieces, just some actual real authentic drums. I want to hear Nas over like an actual bass line, not these synthetic percussion everywhere. And that's not necessarily Kanye's fault. Like I said, Nas just didn't seem like he was ready to take on this batch of instrumentals that Kanye gave him. So he did definitely get caught slipping on a couple tracks here and there, which does hurt a 7-track album, of course. But my favorite track on here, it has to be Everything. It's actually, for me, a contender for Song of the Year. Kanye was on his directorship. We talked about this last week when I was talking about Ye. If you haven't heard that review, go back, check it out. But this, again, backs up my claim that Kanye is a better as a director currently than an actual lead actor, and he does that perfectly here. He sings a chorus, which he does phenomenal on. I didn't know Kanye was this good of a singer. At first, I thought maybe it was The Dream, who's also featured on here, carrying the chorus, but it was not. But The Dream delivers an amazing bridge, one of the best pieces of music I've heard this year, as he sings lines like, "Dark boy, don't you cry, you got too much life left in those eyes," and more, and just sets up this scene perfectly for Nas to come in. And I mean, Nas tries to touch on every topic in the world. It may have been too much, but I thought he did great with it. It was easily the best he sounded as a technical rapper. He actually sounded natural and comfortable and confident on this track. And it was like a 7-minute track, and it doesn't even feel like that. To me, it feels like a 3-4-minute track. And it's just classic Nas bars. He's rapping from like kind of this wise, older statesman mentality, looking at everything around him, touches on a lot of social issues. And so I thought they really killed that track. Easily my favorite on the album. And my favorite line from it that really stuck with me was when he said, "People do anything just to be involved in everything. Inclusion is one hell of a drug. So people probably have everything they ever wanted in life and never have enough." That was a bar. And then it just dropped right back into the chorus. And I was like, damn, my boy Nas is back. So similar to a lot of these Kanye West releases I've talked about, the highs are very high, but there are some dull moments. There are some duds on here, which definitely weighs it down. And Nas just doesn't seem like he's adapting well to old age. He sounds old on this, and I can't deny that. As much as I love him, I can't deny that. I would definitely say that this album is a success. But like I said, to start things off, Nas and Kanye just aren't the ideal pairing for me. That's not like, oh, wow, those two guys are getting together, that's going to be fire. Like, you think God-level MC, God-level producer, it should work. But their styles are just so different, and Nas just isn't that versatile. And so it wasn't an overwhelming success. It can't compete with albums like Daytona or Kids See Ghosts from the Easy Season releases. But I do think it's better than Ye. So it gets a 3rd spot out of 4 for these Kanye West-produced albums. We did end up getting one more, KTSE by Teyana Taylor. I may or may not talk about that on the next episode. Not going to lie, I probably won't, but that was 5 for me on this list. But to wrap up with Nasir by Nas, my favorite tracks, best tracks on here were Everything, Not For Radio, and Cop Shot the Kid. Worst tracks, White Label and Bonjour. I would recommend this album if you like Jay-Z, Common, or J. Cole. And overall, I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. And I'll play some quick samples for you guys. So this is Not For Radio and Everything by Nas on his new album, Nasir.
Hey, yo, we ain't posing for no pictures in 2018. Candid shit only. Scared motherfuckers.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard, like Stone and Robert in a stolen car, shoot the ballot box, no voter card, they all are frauds, Senegal's finest, minerals, diamonds, the earth is cursed, but I survive many climates, calm and thoroughly, they try to Hyman Roth me, John Fitzgerald me, the industry
no
never
God
bought
me.
Fear will make you reveal who you really are. Feel me, God, be solid. Your foes hold you in ill regard. This ain't knowledge, this is not intense for honored men. Women too, us who can see the same thing, but have a different view. All of a sudden, frontin' niggas knew you from your past. Got all kinds of guys saying we go way back. And who y'all comparing me to is nonsense. Show gratitude in the presence of dominance.
I think they scared of us, yeah. I think they scared of us. I think they scared of us, yeah. I think they scared.
To Catholics, Moors, and Masons, John Hanson was not the first black prez to make it. Abe Lincoln did not free the enslaved. Progress was made, cause we forced the proclamation.
Fuck your proclamation.
SWAT was created to stop the Panthers. Glocks were created for murder enhancement. For hunting men, circumstances. Edgar Hoover was black. Willie Lynch is a myth. Colombians created crack. The government made Welcome stacks. Reagan had Alzheimer's. That's true. Fox News was
I had everything. Everything, I could change anything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
When the media slings mud, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black. Beloved brother, you fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison. So go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never worried. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing. Death by the chrome barrel, forgot the secrets. My killer been Jarrell, bone marrow's the deepest. You can peep at the comments, but don't fall for that. We want freedom. I'm a scholar in almanac. People do anything to be involved in everything. Inclusion is a hell of a drug. So people have everything they probably ever wanted in life and never have enough.
I had everything. Everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
That was Not For Radio and Everything by Nas from Nasir. It's good to have him back. It's not the Nas album I thought we were getting, and it's not one of Nas's best albums of all time, but I'm happy Kanye West got him back in the studio and we got some work from my favorite rapper of all time. But stealing all of the spotlight this past week, in my eyes anyway, was the Carters. Jay-Z and Beyonce, obviously a power duo right there. They've never actually made an album together, like the two of them, a full album. Obviously, they've been featured on each other's stuff left and right. But this is their first actual full album, and this must hurt if you're Nas. This must kill, because Jay-Z's been his longtime rival. Obviously, they had their beef going back and forth. Back in the early 2000s, they've always been competitors and kind of pinned against one another as, you know, who's the better rapper all time, Nas or Jay-Z? Kind of like how Biggie and Tupac are compared to each other. That's how Nas and Jay-Z go at it. And Nas drops for the first time in 6 years, and Jay-Z cucks his release date. Cucked him so hard and made a much better album. Everything Is Love by the Carters, originally released on Tidal, and everyone was... That might be why people aren't as big on it as I am or haven't even heard it. It's because it was originally released on Tidal. It is now on all streaming services. If you haven't heard it, you need to right now. Literally, you can cut off the episode right now. Go listen to the album and then come back. Because, yes, it is that good. Everything Is Love by Jay-Z and Beyonce. It starts off, I didn't think too much of it. I was like, hey, we got this track, Summer. It's a nice song. It's more of like your R&B Beyonce-style track. It sounded like Beyonce with a Jay-Z feature. A very solid song, but I'm not like blown away. I'm not jumping out the window of my car. And then the second track in, we get this track called Ape Shit. And it's a full-on trap song. Like, literally, they jacked the song, as I later found out, directly from the Migos. It still has the Migos ad-lib tracks on it. It's a full-on trap beat, and Beyonce is rapping her ass off, and it is... so much fun. Jay-Z drops just the slickest verse. And after that, the album just takes off. Every track remaining, absolute flames. I loved it cover to cover. My most listened to album in the past 2 weeks by a long shot. This is a perfect example of artists experiencing the highest levels of longevity and being able to try out new things so late into their careers. And even if you're not making a sound no one has ever heard before, to me it counts as growth if you just change what you do. Try out different things. Try to change with the times. And Jay-Z and Beyonce have done that near flawlessly on Everything Is Love. We just heard Nas on Nasir, and I said, he sounds old. He sounds like he's aging. He sounds like a 40-year-old rapper. Jay-Z, if I listened to this album, I didn't know who Jay-Z was, and you're like, yeah, he's 25, I'd be like, bet. Like, I don't know no better. And like the track Ape Shit, the rest of the album has a lot of trap-influenced beats on here, and Beyonce, Queen B, has turned into Trap B. That's what I call her on this album. And I'm here for everything Trap B has to offer. The ad-libs, the triplet flows, the melody verses. I mean, she just kills it end to end. And the production is just so thick, so many layers. It sounds like a million people worked to put these instrumentals together. They hit on so many different levels. It sounds super modern, but at the same time, pulls samples from years ago. On 713, they sample Still Dre, obviously by Dr. Dre. And by the way, this is one of the slickest moves Jay-Z's ever pulled, because little did I know, he actually wrote the hook to Still Dre, and they used the beat, and they also interpolated the chorus, which Beyonce sings on 713. So obviously they have to pay the sample fee to use prior music, right? But Jay-Z wrote that hook, so he actually got then paid again on the back end. He basically paid himself. It was a genius move, and I love every bit of it. Topic-wise and subject matter-wise, it's, again, super versatile. You get that black excellence effect that Jay-Z's been preaching for a while now. He killed it on 444 last year, just rapping from, like, this position of power, an elite stature, but it's not even, like, overly braggadocious and cocky. He's literally just flexing and saying, like, look at everything I've done for myself. Against the odds, me and Beyonce came up from nowhere, and now we're, like, two of the highest-ranking, like, African-Americans on the Forbes 500. And it's just basically like a big middle finger to everyone who was hating on them or said people from their communities and situations couldn't make it to the top. And it's just awesome. It makes for just some really fun tracks and really slick stunt lines. And then you also have on the flip side of this, the really serious side of things, where as we know, Jay-Z and Beyonce's relationship was on the rocks as Jay-Z admittedly cheated on Beyonce in, I don't know actually when it went down, but the whole scenario became a big deal in the last couple years. And to come together and like rectify that on an album that you perform together, like how many people could really like put their pride to the side and pull that off? Like Beyonce on the final outro track, Love Happy, basically addresses the situation directly. And Jay-Z's like got these ad-libs going on, like chill, like don't flame me like that. And Beyonce's got to be like the strongest woman in the world to make this track like with Jay-Z, basically like taking you through every like step of the emotion she felt in the situation and then forgiving him. And at the same time, it's just so positive. And it just must be an amazing feeling for the two of them just to come together, overcome all these obstacles and just be on the top of the world. And it makes for an amazing listen. It's super positive. And it's just great to see both of them having this much success and experimenting with what they do so much late in their career. I just still can't wrap my head around how natural they feel on these tracks and how natural they feel moving into the new wave and trying to pick up on these new wave flows and these new beats that are coming out. It's just a super current, modern-sounding album from, like, OG legends, and it checks every box. Like, replay value sky high. The hooks are brilliant. The beats I love. Jay-Z brings some great lyricism, some high-quality bars. It's honestly hard to find faults in this album. I mean, I wish they traded bars a little bit more, like they did on the outro track, Love Happy. They actually go back and forth. I wish they did that a little bit more often. I'm picking for stuff. I don't even know what to criticize with this album. So that's really all I got. I mean, best tracks, Love Happy, Black Effect, 713, Friends, and Nice. Worst tracks, if I had to pick one, Heard About Us, and I could play Heard About Us like 10 times in a row and not get bored of it. So that's where I'm at with this album. I would recommend this to you if you like Kanye West, Drake, or obviously either of these featured artists, Jay-Z or Beyonce. I think you'll really enjoy this album. I can't see that many people just straight up disliking it. I guess they are out there. But for me, this album is a 9.5 out of 10. and it takes over my top spot of 2018. Shout out to Jean Grey and Quell Chris and their album Everything's Fine, which held the spot for probably like 4 months. They fended off some serious competition, but they could not withstand the King and the Queen coming back to take their crown. So Everything is Love, my album of the year for 2018 right now, and I'm going to play two tracks from it. I'm going to play actually what ends up being the last two tracks on the album, Black Effect and Love Happy. So here it is from Jay-Z and Beyonce, Everything is Love.
Yeah, I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. See my vision with a tech, bitch, I'm Malcolm X. Haters dreading my effect, they want that DOS effect. Get your hands up high like a false arrest. Let me see them up high, this is not a test. Yes, put them up, this is not a test. Now hands where I can see them, fuck a false arrest. White fit that I rock, shit permanent. The fro that I grow got no permanent. A nigga lay, but he best dressed. I slowed down by the weight of my necklaces. Parking Lex projects, bitch, I'm reckless. Extra magazine, hopped on the jet with my ebony chick. Blacker than the Essence Fest. The behind the back pass is so effortless. LeBron James to you, Amorosis. Dapper Dan at 4 a.m. Shit, I am the culture. I made my own wave, so now they anti-title. I'm living a no-stop life despite you. Since the Khalif died, they've been at my neck. Y'all can tell them Trayvon is coming next. The SEC, the FBI, all the IRS. I pass the alphabet boys like an eye test. Yeah. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. See my vision with a tech, bitch, I'm Malcolm X. Haters dreading my effect, they want that DOS effect.
Get your hands up high like a false arrest. Let me see them up high, this is not a test. Yes, put them up, this is not a test. Put your hands where I can see them, fuck a false arrest.
Me. I let my wife write the will, I pray my children outlive me.
I give my daughter my custom dresses, she gon' be litty. Vintage pieces by the time she hit the city, yeah.
Vintage frames, I see nobody fucking with him.
Pretty thug, out of third ward, hit me.
Sir asked it like his dad, shit is trippy.
Twinning, blue and roomy, me and Tolo, my fitting.
Sitting, dock of the bay with a big yacht.
Sipping, Yamazaki on the rocks.
He went to Jared, I went to Jar out in Perry.
Yeah, you fucked up the first song, we had to get remarried.
Yo, chill.
We keeping it real with these people, right? Wow. Lucky I ain't kill you when I met that.
Yeah, I know how I met her. We broke up and got back together. To get her back, I had to sweat her. Y'all can make her with a bag, I had to change the weather. Move the whole family west for this, whatever.
In a glass house, still throwing stones.
Hova.
Jesus, watch the thumbs. Did some things to me, or you do some things to me. But love is deeper than your pain, and I believe you can change, baby. The ups and downs are worth it. Long way to go, but we're working. We're flawed, but we're still perfect for each other. Yeah, you. Sometimes I thought we'd never see the light. We went through hell with heaven on our side. This beach ain't always been no paradise. The nightmares only last one night.
No more clubs and Cali curfews.
One night. Just private affairs in a tighter circle. One night.
Large format wines and small settings. Woo. Just hood ass niggas in designer suits.
Ooh. Follow my moves on the truth and a liar boots. Yeah, yeah.
Amelia Earnhardt.
Y'all flying in.
Fake news, y'all choose. We know life. No Photoshop, just real life.
That's Black Effect and Love Happy from Everything is Love, Jay-Z and Beyonce, rightfully claiming the throne. So those are our OGs of the game. But we got to talk about the youngsters too. Like I said, the XXL freshman list has dropped. For those who don't know, XXL is a magazine. It's a media company. They got a website. They got all sorts of social media. Basically, they just cover hip-hop culture and entertainment. And this is one of the coolest things that they do every year is they nominate 10 guys to be on their freshman cover of the magazine. And ideally, it's like the up-and-comers. They were just named recently. So despite prior reports of this person being on, this person being off, whatever, whatever, here is the finalized list of 9 guys we know are on. We have Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, JID, Blackboy JB, Stefflon Don, Wi-Fi's Funeral, YBN Namir, Ski Mask the Slump God, and Trippy Red. We also have JIDK tweeting out that he has been voted in as the 10th freshman. There are traditionally 10 guys on the cover, or 10 people, I should say, because obviously females can make it, have made it, and are on this year. So 10 people on the cover, but there's only 9 confirmed. JIDK has tweeted out he's the 10th member. If that's true, it's a nice pick and a great addition. If he was actually voted in by the fans, then honestly, I think they should just have the fans pick everybody because IDK is, I would say, a top 2 artist on this list. And for them to not have picked him straight away, you can see there's a clear demographic they're going for. Guys like Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, Ski Mask the Slump God. These are all like very young, new wave artists that have really dumbed down the value of their music. It's not that I don't want these guys to succeed. I just don't think that they're the best representation of hip-hop and what hip-hop should be moving forward. All good intentions to them in their like subgenre of what they do, but I don't understand why every person seems to have to come from that group. I mean, JID stands out. He's the only guy who is on here that you would consider like a lyrical rapper. I mean, Wi-Fi's Funeral brings a little different energy. IDK, of course, I almost forgot about him because he was voted in. He would be in that group too, but besides that, the rest of them are fairly generic artists of this new wave, and I just don't think they're the best representation of what we can have. Some stuff you can look forward to is XXL with all their freshmen. They do photo shoots, interviews, freestyles, cyphers, and it is really cool to catch up with. They're actually coming out right now. Some of the freestyles are up. Cyphers, I'm sure, will be coming out in the next week or so. But I mean, like, think about what I just said. I just said they have these guys do freestyles and cyphers. These are like more lyrically inclined exercises. These are like true traditional MCs, like talents and skills. But they're putting it on these guys who that's not their strengths. That's not what they're best at. So the magazine is almost making them look bad, if anything. Like, what are you going to gain from dropping a Lil Pump freestyle where there's not even a beat? Like, he's just going to say some ignorant stuff out of context with no like hype production to back it up. It's going to be super empty, dry. I don't know who that's for. And so if they're going to stick with this subgenre of guys, they got to change up the parameters. I mean, throw away the freestyles. Maybe they got to have like some challenge where they, I don't know, the best scripted social media bullshit drama these guys can come up with, like the stunts they always pull. You know, maybe you have each guy gets to go crash a Lambo and then throw a bunch of money in the air, and whoever does it the best wins. Like, it shouldn't be freestyles and ciphers. Obviously, I'm being trivial with these other ideas, but like, they got to come up with something else to showcase these guys' talents, because it's not coming in a cipher. It's just not. These XXL freshman lists have been on the steady decline. We had multiple guys turned down being on the cover. Notably, Lil Skies and Rich the Kid have confirmed they were asked to be on the cover and turned it down. Both would be better than multiple artists that are on here. And it just shows that it's just not that important anymore. And the names just don't have like the pull that they used to. Now, obviously, they are picking freshmen, so who knows? In 5 years from now, maybe we're saying that it's a great list. But I personally highly doubt that. And when you look back at old lists, you can see they hold up. Like 2011, we had Kendrick Lamar, Meek Mill, Mac Miller, YG, Sci-Hi the Prince, Big Crit, Yellow Wolf, on and on, all who are now like proven credible guys, which I just don't think is going to happen with the recent list they've been coming out with. I mean, the class of like Lil Uzi, Lil Yachty, Kodak, 21 Savage, those guys, like, I don't think they're really standing up to the test of time. I don't think they're going to be around all that long. So you can just see the list has been trending down for a while now. And it's sad because I do love the idea of having freshmen and trying to showcase the young guys coming up. They just clearly have other intentions besides picking the best artist to showcase. They're doing it for the popularity, for the money. I mean, you just got to have like one hot single and you're pretty much a lock. Like, it's not that hard to get on. So at this point, I just personally think they're wasting the calling card of their media company, basically. I mean, this is the biggest thing that XXL does. Everyone usually pays attention to it, and that's fading. And, I mean, it sucks. It's a great idea, but it's just, they're folding. I wish the best to some of these young guys out here. I don't want them to, you know, I don't want them to be unsuccessful. I don't want them to make no money and have no one listen to them. I just think that there's a specific sound that they're going for, and they don't all have to be on the front cover here. So just to recap, the official names on XXL 2018 freshman cover are Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, JID, Blockboy JB, Stefflon Don, Wi-Fi's Funeral, YBN Namir, Ski Mask the Slump God, Trippy Red, and apparently JIDK, not confirmed by XXL yet, but he tweeted it, so I'm going to take his word for it. That's your 10. Watch for their interviews and freestyles and ciphers to be dropping soon. Honestly, the thing I'm most excited for is to see which DJ or producer they choose to make the beats for the cipher. Last year, I believe it was Sunny Digital, and he did a phenomenal job. And then I'm also looking forward to what JID can do. He had a very solid freestyle that he came out with, so we'll see what he can do in the cipher. The rest of these guys, I mean, I'm going to watch it, but I don't really have high expectations for what these guys can do in this type of theater. But on a more positive note in recent hip-hop news, we have a brand new single from Meek Mill. I said he dropped a stunner, and we're playing it as Song of the Week, which I for sure will do. It seems like Meek Mill has gained some new headspace after his recent stint in jail, and what clearly from the outside looking in seems like an unjust situation that he was put in, where he was detained for way too long for a very minor violation of his parole that has lasted way too long. But obviously it's had an effect on him, and so he's dropped this track, Stay Woke, and it's super topical, and it pertains to his situation a lot. He's just running through the societal barriers that he feels he's been facing and the unjust things that have been done to him, and just taking a step back and looking at, like, society in general, and he's pointing out a lot of flaws he sees in government, establishment, on and on. And I thought he did an incredible job writing this song. Many people seem to have this idea about Meek Mill that he's more of like a pop rapper or like a hype rapper, kind of stealing off the trap sound, but just making it more mainstream and more accessible. And that he's not much of like a songwriter or a lyricist or like a true MC. And on here, he proves everybody wrong. I mean, subject matter, lyricism, delivery, flow, everything is there. He really kills this song beginning to end. A lot of people are comparing it to his track YBA, A Young Black America, off his album Wins and Losses. That track also spoke on race affairs and issues of that nature to a high degree. And Meek Mill says he plans on dropping an album that sounds like Stay Woke and YBA in the future, which would be awesome to hear. I think it would be a big step for him just as an artist, and he would prove to a lot of people that he's more versatile and more talented than what his hot singles would lead you to believe. I'm a big Meek fan, and I think he killed this single. One of the best singles I've heard in 2018. We'll see if it translates to a full-length project. But here it is, the Song of the Week, Stay Woke by Meek Mill.
How I keep from going under. Yeah. It's like a jungle outside, sometimes I wonder how I keep from going under. We scream Black Lives Matter, but we still toting ladders. Watching our own brothers trying to get at us. Dreams get shattered when a scene full of crackers and they charge you with some shit you ain't do. You like what happened? We go get lawyers, say shit we don't know how to talk. They taught us to hate each other before we learn how to walk. Mama taught you how to fight, before she taught you how to write. And daddy locked down in the cell, can kiss you night. Monsters under the bed, every night feel like a fright night. Coke fumes in the air, mama holding on that pipe tight. And you catch a contact, but never mind that. In a world where black is wrong and white right, it's like a combat. We go to war for our freedom, they say we equal. I used to wanna play like Randall and be an eagle. I used to play the quarterback, my dog would go receiver. That was to the ball, got flat by a dope needle on the pavement. It's amazing, this environment we was raised in. On them papers, one mistake and I'm getting caged in. You gotta feel me, feel like the system trying to kill me. Got arrested and the charges have won. For popping with the state
woke. But we still prevail through them. Yeah, can you believe it? We're still on.
Picture me 10 years younger with some tats on my face. Taking a bunch of Xannies with the strap on my waist. Pointing it at the camera like mama ain't teach me manners. Trying to see more bills like I'm headed to Alabama. No way. I can't judge them, I'm just trying to understand them. Cause I used to pop perks, pour purple in my phantom. Had me swerving in my phantom like I'm running from my dreams. I was headed for the slammer, I was planting all the seeds for them to bury me. I had my whole family mad at me. Fell deep in love with the game and it married me. Judge said I give you a chance, just don't embarrass me. Motivating these little niggas is like a charity community service. Even though they knew we was working, they did this to me on purpose. Cause I ain't moving too perfect, I stay away from them clowns. Watch how I move through the surface, cause they be weighing you down. Even some of them dudes in your circle,
so stay woke. Yeah, we still prevail through them. Yeah, can you believe it? We're still on.
Some heat right there from Meek Mill. Obi continues down that path, keeps making tracks like that. And if he could keep doing it and make an album that was really important and would prove a lot to people, I think that'd be huge for Meek Mill just as a rapper in this current generation. It would definitely raise his status. And I'm a fan of him, so I really hope that he can pull it off. So we don't know when, you know, a potential Meek album will be coming, but I can tell you some stuff that dropped this week and is coming out soon. So here it is, new music announcements. Last week we got flooded with good albums, so many things dropped. So just to round that up, June 22nd, we got KTSE by Teyana Taylor, more of an R&B album. That is the final installment of the Kanye West produced albums. Yeezy season has come to a close. We also got Supreme Blientel by Westside Gunn, a dope album right there. Freddie by Freddie Gibbs, Freddie's always tight. Think Free by Freeway. Let the Trap Say Amen by Lecrae and Zaytoven. The International Artist by A Boogie With The Hoodie. The Bridge in the Abyss by Jedi Mind Tricks. And Renaissance Man by Mike. So a lot to digest. Pick out a few of those, throw them on this week. Pretty solid batch of albums. Coming up this week, June 28th, we have Scorpion by Drake. Just as I'm talking now, I just saw they released the track list for it. It is a double album. From what I hear, it's going to be half rapping, half R&B, so basically a rap album and R&B album put together to make one. Scorpion, dropping June 29th. As I'm talking now, that will be tonight at midnight, so I'm going to be bumping that tomorrow. I'm a Drake fan. His most recent work has been some of his worst, so I'm a little bit worried about this one, a little hesitant, but it's Drake, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of songs I like on there. So we'll see what we get there. We also have the Now Now by Gorillaz coming out tonight, June 29th. And that's all I've seen for confirmed dates. A few later on down the road, Nicki Minaj has confirmed that her album Queen will be out August 10th. That's a ways away, but a confirmed date we got there. We also got Wiz Khalifa announcing Rolling Papers 2 dropping July 13th. If it's anything like the original, I would be so hyped for that, because Rolling Papers, that was an album I had on repeat when it dropped in 2011. Wiz Khalifa has definitely grown off me, and his more recent work I have not really been a fan of, so I'm worried that this will be just like a sequel in name only, just trying to get his fans back interested based on the title. But if it is actually influenced and similar to Rolling Papers, who knows? Maybe Wiz could be back. But that's what we got for confirmed album release dates coming up. That's your new music announcements. And that's pretty much all we got to talk about on the show today. So that's a wrap. This has been the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast with your host, Kyle French. Keep me up to date on hip hop music in 2018. We'll be here every week. Episodes drop every Saturday. Check them out. You can find them on whus.org/talk and also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. And once again, as a reminder, if you haven't heard Everything Is Love by Jay-Z and Beyonce, go throw it on. You will not be disappointed. Trap B is the GOAT. I'm out. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.